8 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock here in Southern Arizona. It's Radio Munson, hour number two, on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. That's Pete Jolly, kicking off a song called The Blues Machine, a little blues figure that Sammy Nestico wrote that's often used in high school and collegiate bands. Tommy Newsom's going to play some alto saxophone on this track, and Bill Watrous plays trombone. a thing that Sammy Nestico wrote, arranged, and conducted, called The Blues Machine, featuring Pete Jolly's piano. Tommy Newsom was that guy playing alto saxophone. Bill Watrous was the guy with the trombone solo, and that was Greg Field playing drums for Sammy Nestico. Here on Radio Munson, here's something from Tony Bennett, who recorded a tribute album to Duke Ellington's music, in this track featuring Gray Sargent on guitar.
Someone told someone, and someone told you, but they wouldn't hurt you, not much. Since everyone spreads the story with his own little personal touch. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you heard, I haven't a chance. Do I've been seen with someone new? Does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. Other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. You never will. Kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me. You never.
Bennett with Gray Sargent's guitar and a great Ellington song from, I think it was 1940 when he wrote that instrumental, and he called it Concerto for Cootie, Cootie being Cootie Williams, his trumpet player. And Bob Russell came to the rescue again, I think a couple of years later, wrote the lyrics, and they renamed it Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. While we're on an Ellington jag, let's listen to the trumpet of Wynton Marsalis with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and Mood Indigo. Thank you. Wynton Marsalis had him almost holding their breath with his version of Mood Indigo. The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, here on Radio Munson on GLT. We're going back to Harlem in New York 80 years ago tonight for the doggondest battle of the bands ever in just a few minutes. Here's Sarah Gazarek with John Pizzarelli playing guitar and Larry Goldings playing organ.
Two sweethearts in a country town, the neighbors say, lived happily the whole day long. Until one day he told her that he must go away. She wondered then what could be wrong. He said, "You know, it's true, I love you best of all. And yet it's best that we should part." Just as he went away, they heard his sweetheart say, though it most broke her heart, "Some of these days you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days you'll feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing. You'll miss me, honey, when you go away. I feel so lonely just for you. Thank you. gonna miss me, honey. Oh, some of these days you're gonna feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You'll miss me, honey.
Sarah Gazarek with Larry Goldings playing organ, John Pizzarelli on guitar, with the bands of Benny Goodman and Chick Webb coming up. Benny Goodman's band, and Don't Be That Way, one of the great hits of the Goodman Band, which was already in its stride in 1937, 80 years ago. And Benny was a guy playing clarinet, of course, and his drummer was Gene Krupa. great drummer out of Chicago, and we heard a little bit of Harry James' trumpet in that arrangement from 1938. The song was written by Edgar Sampson, who played alto saxophone in another band, in Chick Webb's band, the home band of the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem in New York. And on this date, on the 11th of May, 1937, the mother of all battles of the bands was held between the two bands, Chick Webb's band, the home band, and Benny Goodman's band, venturing into Harlem to take on Chick's band. Benny's band, it should be noted, were great admirers of Chick Webb's band, even though Benny's was much more famous, as white bands often were, versus African-American bands. And the crowd turned out, mostly people from Harlem, but some people came up from Midtown and downtown Manhattan. The crowd was 4,000 people, the most you could squeeze into the Savoy Ballroom. There was a bandstand at each end of the ballroom, and one band on one, they'd play a song, and then they would go silent. And the band at the other end then would crank it up and play a song, and then they would go silent, and then they would just reverse that back and forth bands playing the best they could. And they knew this was the World Series of bands. It remains that today. It was a legendary night 80 years ago tonight. Chick Webb's band was led by Chick Webb, who was a wonderful drummer. He had some physical impairments, overcame them, learned to play drums by turning over garbage cans and beating sticks on the bottoms of the upturned garbage cans. And Chick's band took the same songs as Benny's did in several occasions. For instance, here they played the same Don't Be That Way at their tempo. Drummer Chick Webb and his band, and Don't Be That Way. That was a song that both his band and Benny Goodman's band played that same night, 80 years ago tonight, in the Savoy Ballroom, in the mother of all battles of the bands. Of course, that was Webb's home turf, the Savoy Ballroom. And for 5 hours, those two ensembles, Benny's band and Chick's band, traded musical volleys, but as one of the 4,000 patrons who got inside later said, when Chick gave them that first beat of the bass drum, the crowd went absolutely mad and screamed their applause. Even Gene Krupa conceded later, Chick just cut me to ribbons. When he really let go, you just had a feeling the entire atmosphere in the place was being charged. It was an exciting night for Harlem, an exciting night for swing music. Edgar Sampson, who played that alto saxophone solo there with Chick's band, was the guy who wrote Don't Be That Way. He also wrote a song called Stompin' at the Savoy. And because he arranged them both, and Benny purchased the arrangements from Edgar, the two bands had the same arrangements of that song and also of Stompin' at the Savoy. Here's Benny's band. Benny Goodman's band and Stompin' at the Savoy, as he played at this date 80 years ago tonight at the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem. Chick Webb's band was almost the unanimous winner in that battle of the bands, and they didn't mind it all that much. They were doing well, the Benny Goodman band was. In fact, when Benny's band played their famous Carnegie Hall concert, I think it was about a year after that, as a doff of the hat to Chick Webb, the Benny Goodman Band played Don't Be That Way, which was first recorded by Chick Webb. Somebody asked Edgar Sampson, who had written and arranged both Stompin' at the Savoy and Don't Be That Way, asked him which one was his favorite version of Don't Be That Way. And his response was, musically, I prefer Chick's. Financially, I prefer Benny's. Here's Chick Webb's band's version of Stompin' at the Savoy. Chick Webb's band and Stompin' at the Savoy here on Radio Munson. What a carefree time that was. Although war clouds were certainly over Europe at this point, and there was the question being asked, what happens to us here in the isolated United States? And things did change very rapidly. Chick Webb died at a very young age in 1939. And, of course, we were in the war by 1941. And a lot of the guys playing in the bands were in uniform, not band uniforms, but military uniforms. For the people back home, well, if you were a girl, as Rosemary Clooney points out,
they're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What's good is in the army, what's left will never harm me. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last little fling. I will confess to one romance I'm sure you will allow. He tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. ¶¶ you when you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been to you. I've looked the field over, and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old. They're either too young or too old.
Suddenly you're sighing sighs. You think there's nothing wrong. You strangle along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice. The folks are throwing shoes and rice. You'll hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked or you're cooked. You're caught in the tender trap. Watch out.
Steve Tyrell with a song from his, I think, most recent album called It's Magic, Songs of Sammy Kahn. What a great writer Sammy was. On Radio Munson here on GLT, Rosie Clooney, before that brief break with her Either Too Young or Too Old song, came out during the middle of World War II. That was Warren Bechet playing cornet and Scott Hamilton playing tenor saxophone. Here's a Nancy Wilson song. Nancy did an album with George Shearing and his quintet back in the 1960s, and it yielded this track.
Lover, one lovely day, love came planning to stay.
Main Street supplied the setting. The setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street.
Wilson with George Shearing and his quintet, circa, I don't know, maybe 1965, somewhere in there, and a great album that they did together. Nancy was an up-and-coming singer then. She's just had a great career. Here's a guy who had a great career in Mexico and later on in the United States. He was born in Cuba, and as is the custom, he took his maternal and paternal surnames, and he became Perez Prado. He was a band leader and a composer, arranger, occasional singer. He was an organist, and in fact, in maybe his biggest hit, which came in 1958, it was a number one song in the United States for a while. They called Perez Prado the Mambo King, but he did all of the Latin American rhythms that had become popular by this time. And in 1958, he played organ on a song called Patricia. one of the big hits in America in 1958. It was called Patricia, and it was written and recorded by organist Perez Prado with his band, based mostly in Mexico City during his long musical career. His family had emigrated from Cuba to Mexico City, I think, about 1950, maybe 1949. And later he made appearances in the United States, including some appearances in movies. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. We're just outside of Tucson, Arizona tonight, just a little ways up Dove Mountain. I have sitting on the top of the stack a song by singer-pianist Tony DeSar from New York City with Bucky Pizzarelli playing guitar.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, some's gotta give, some's gotta give, some's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna get kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how hard can anyone try? So fight, 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 fight it with all of her might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Some's gotta give, some's gotta give, some's gotta give. Have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how hard can anyone try? So fight, 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 fight it with all of her might. Chances are some heavenly star spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Some's gotta give, some's gotta give, some's gotta give.
That's Tony DeSar with Bucky Pizzarelli playing guitar, and a song that Johnny Mercer wrote. Not just the lyrics, but he also wrote the tune to Something's Gotta Give. Did that, I think, in 1954 or 1955. It's Radio Munson here on GLT. You know, you reach me at don at wglt.org, and I have a Facebook page for you to check out. It's the Radio Munson Facebook page. Glad you're with us this evening, wherever you are. Here's a happenstance. When the great St. Louis area pianist Ralph Sutton was touring France, I forget what year it was, I think it was in the early 1980s, maybe the late 1970s, he needed a drummer, and he hired Michael Silva to do that. Michael Silva had been Sammy Davis's drummer, but he had some time off, and this was 1988, now I see it. And he, somehow he was late catching his flight, or his flight was delayed, and Ralph Sutton was playing, I forget where he was playing, somewhere in France, and Silva just showed up. They didn't have time to rehearse together. They'd never worked together before, but there was a tape rolling, and the concert was recorded at this jazz club in France. When Ralph Sutton and Michael Silva, playing the Skins, did My Blue Heaven. Sutton playing piano and Michael Silva on drums. My Blue Heaven, recorded in France 1988 here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you've been along here this evening for some memories, musical memories. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, as far as these tunes are concerned, I believe you'd agree our love is here to stay. We've liked them for a long time, as is. We're going to close things out with Ray Anthony, the trumpeter, and his band. On WGLT Normal, thanks for listening to Radio Munson tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Be safe this week. I'll see you next Thursday night.